Welcome to The Health Coach with Dr. Nick on Hunter's Bay Radio. And I'm very excited today. I was going to say we're coming at you from our Bracebridge studio, which is kind of true. We're actually, the show is on the road today. The show is coming from my office here in Bracebridge. And I've always wanted to take this show on the road. So I'm excited about that. I'm more excited, though, about my guest. I have a very fine young man here, local. You're from Bracebridge, right? Born in Bracebridge?
Yeah.
Yes. So in office with me today, I have Brian Moore. Welcome, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Brian is an 18-year-old, we'll call him a young man, and if you haven't heard about him, you will. And if you haven't heard about him, you've seen him, or maybe you've seen just a blur of him. And I'll tell you a story. So Brian is a cyclist. Brian is a runner, athlete, cyclocross. We'll talk about all these different things. He's an entrepreneur. He's just a fantastic young man. So before I get into talking with Brian, I want to tell you a quick story. And I'll tell you why you're one of my heroes. You know, I have many heroes. And people who listen to my show, I oftentimes bring the heroes onto my show. You, are, I think, are the youngest hero of mine so far. Okay, so here's my story. I'm a pretty good runner. I think I'm a very good runner. I'm a fast runner. So just to put this into context, there's a race here in Huntsville called Band on the Run. And in 2015, that was this year, I came second place overall in the half marathon. So I'm a good runner. Excuse me. 2 years ago, I remember going for a run here in Bracebridge. And I was running up Manitoba. And this object was coming south on Manitoba. And it was moving quite fast. And I said, oh, it must be a kid on a bike, was my thought. And I said, you know, and I was on the sidewalk there and it was not. It was not a kid on a bike. It was, I didn't know him at the time, but it was Brian running south as I was going north. And as an athlete, I'm a competitive athlete. And if someone's going faster than me, I'll make up a story and I'll say, oh, I could go that fast. When I saw him run by me, I said, I cannot go that fast. I don't know who that was, but I cannot go that fast, even if I tried. And I went home and I told my wife, and she's with the Ultra Possible group, and she said, oh, that's Brian. That's Brian. I said, okay, I had this Brian kid. I'm going to race him, okay? So this summer just passed. We did a duathlon together here in Bracebridge. And I remember at the starting line, you probably don't even remember, Ryan. I didn't know you at the time. I wished you good luck. I said, have a good race, Brian. You didn't say anything. You were focused. Anyway, you took off, and I stayed with you for the first kilometer, and then that was it. And you ended up winning the race, and you won the provincial championships. So we'll talk about in just a second. But you blew me out of the water. And I loved it. And I am so happy for you. That was fantastic. That was beat by my hero. So that's my introduction to Brian. So having said that, Brian, tell us about the sports that you do. Give us just a bit of an overview of the three main sports that you're doing.
So over the past year, my three main sports have been road cycling in the spring, March through to August, and then the duathlons kind of overlap.
Okay.
June, July, and August. And okay. Cyclocross, September through to December.
Okay.
So that's my race. I race pretty much all year.
Pretty much all year. Okay, so road cycling, we all understand that. What distances are you doing in your road races?
For road races, so for my longest race was a national road race, which was 140K.
Okay.
National junior road race.
Okay, and what place did you come in there?
The race, so I kind of went. Yes. This past year, I working for NCCH.
Okay.
National Cycling Center Hamilton.
Okay.
So during that race, I played more of a team role.
And gotcha.
I only doing 120K of the race.
Gotcha.
Because I did a breakaway, tried to bring back
okay. The
breakaway, and kind of
okay.
got kind of tired.
Okay. So just for people to understand your ability here, when you're riding, what are some of the speeds that you're riding? Your average, you know, top speed here.
So my 15K PB is 43 average. That's
43 hours?
43 kilometers an hour.
So 43 kilometers an hour. That's quite fast. Okay, so road cycling, you're excellent at that. Duathlon is a combination. It's similar to a triathlon, except you run maybe 5K, then you bike 40K, we'll say, and then you run another 5 or 10K. So that's what a duathlon is. And this year, Bracebridge had the honor of hosting the provincial championships. Okay, and this was, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first year you entered the duathlon.
First year, I entered the provincial one. I've been doing duathlons, sprint ones, since 16.
Yes. So you entered the Olympic duathlon, and you won. So you are a provincial championship in a race of mainly men. There were, you know, most of us there were in our 20s, but, you know, mainly 30, 40 plus, okay? And yes, I remember that race. And on top of that, the day before, you raced another duathlon. So you raced a shorter duathlon on the Saturday. You won that one. You came back Sunday morning, raced the longer one, won that one. And for this double, you also won a prize.
It won the $500 overall prize.
Okay, so $500. So can you make money doing sports here in Braceford? Sure, you can make some money. Okay, so that's duathlon, provincial championships. And also with that, you also qualified for a spot to on the Canadian national team in Spain for 2016.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to that, you are definitely able to go to that world. So already young man, 18 years old, representing Canada and the on the world stage.
And the goal, if I do decide to go, yes. I really do believe I can achieve a top five finish. Looking at the times, pretty close to
it. Oh, I love it. I love it. Your third sport is cyclocross. Now, that's something that maybe some of us don't know. So tell us about cyclocross.
So cyclocross is like cross-country running through grass, pretty easy terrain, but it gets quite muddy if it gets wet with the bike, with all the bikes going through, so it can get quite chewed up.
Okay.
And the frame of the bike is just looks just like a road bike, but it's a little more clearance
for
tires with a more aggressive tread, similar to a mountain bike.
Okay, so then you're cycling, but every now and then you actually have to pick up the bike and run.
Yes.
Over an obstacle or through mud or water, why would you pick up the bike and run?
Some common obstacles are stairs, barriers, and just really muddy parts.
Okay, so you're cycling and carrying this bike and getting cold and wet and muddy. And you do this from September through December, you said. So you're in some pretty tough conditions.
The warmest race last year was 30 degrees in September, and the coldest one was minus 30 in on New Year's Eve.
Wow. Okay. And what kind of a distance? How long are you out there?
Cyclocross is all time-based.
Time-based, okay.
So depending on what age group, the average, so for U17, it's 30 minutes, but then for the elite men, it's 1 hour.
Okay, so 30 minutes to an hour out there and slopping around in this wonderful mess. Great. I guess I'm curious now. You're 18 years old. You're doing these sports. Talk about a bit of your motivations for doing this and how you got started and your influence of your family, and let us know how you got to this point.
Probably the biggest reason why I compete is because it's have a really competitive mindset. I like winning. I look for sports where I can win.
I love it. Look for sports, right? Yes, okay. And that started when? How old were you?
Probably.
Like since you were a kid, you liked doing this?
Okay. First 5K I did when I was grade 7.
Okay.
So right around 12 and 13.
Okay. And so you're super competitive.
Yeah.
Now, competitive, you like to compete against others and win the race. I'm sure there's some competitiveness with yourself as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so but tell us how that works for you. Try to get better, stronger, faster, fitter. What are some of the things that go through your mind?
Probably the biggest thing is to look at what are my strengths?
Okay.
And how can I use those to win a race? Like for cyclocross, I've been in the past year, I wasn't the best around the corners and technically. So okay. I've really worked on that because I have good fitness to really work on the things I'm not so good at, but also still try to improve where I'm strong.
Okay.
And try to do everything.
This is a really important coaching point. Oftentimes, we'll focus all our energy on what's not working for us, whether it's exercise or nutrition or whatever it is, and we'll spend all that time to fix these flaws that we have. It's more fun to work on our strengths. And I think there's more... we can reap more benefits from that if we maximize our strengths. So it's great that you're already figuring this out. You work on your strengths and you also work in your strengths into helping fix your weaknesses as well. I've been chatting with your mom as well. And we were talking about with her before this recording, and she shared some interesting things about you, Brian. One of the things she said was that you're a natural health-minded person, that this fitness and this drive to live and be healthy seems to come natural to you. So what happens when someone offers you a cookie?
Well, usually say no.
Yeah, but you're a thin guy. You're an athlete. You'll burn it off. You can afford a cookie.
And there's probably the big thing is when you do. My longest ride this year is 280K. That kind of stuff, you don't feel good when you don't eat. I don't necessarily eat the best.
Yes.
But I just try to stay away from processed foods. That's probably the number one thing.
Yes.
Anything like that's less steps it takes to get to where the soul is probably ideal.
Yes. And I think this is an excellent coaching point to bring up as well. When we exercise at a fairly high level, we quickly realize the association between what we eat and how well we perform. And at that point, the taste of the cookie pales in comparison to how bad you're going to perform even the next workout. So I love it. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to The Health Coach with Dr. Nick on Hunter's Bay Radio. And again, we have with me Brian Moore talking about his interesting year that he had. And again, Brian is a local athlete, 18-year-old young man, cycling, running, duathlon, all kinds of very good endurance things. And he's national level, even international level quality here. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about this young man here from Bracebridge. We were just chatting about... was it a national road race here in Huntsville this summer?
Provincial
road race. And so you were doing a time trial. For those of you who don't know, it's you ride your bike. Was this a team time trial or individual?
Individual.
So you ride your bike against a certain distance. It's just you and your bike, and they time you, and the fastest time wins. And you did not have a good race.
No, I came six overall in that race.
Yes.
And it was very disappointing because the second place time, it's a familiar course for me. I've done it many times.
It was here in Huntsville.
Up from the Summit Center, up Brunel.
Yeah.
So very familiar course. And also the year prior, it was just an Oak Cup. And that year I won it.
Okay.
So
the course you knew, previous winner on this course, and the people who beat you, the second place guy who beat you, you had actually beat him a few weeks before. So you raced it and you came sixth, you know, which I would think is fantastic, but this wasn't your best. And it was because you made a mistake. What was the mistake?
The meal I had before wasn't ideal for performance the next day.
Okay.
I had a steak.
So what he ate before the meal was just not ideal. You know, he had a steak, not saying steak is good or bad, but for that meal, it just was not appropriate for your performance. So I'm mentioning this for two reasons. One, because we see people like Brian and assume that, one, they don't make mistakes, or things like this don't affect them, right? We see them when they win championships. We read about you guys in the paper and you're perfect. And then the rest of us live our lives and we make mistakes and we're not perfect, but we don't see how our champions make mistakes as well. So importantly though, what happened after that? What was your mindset? What was your self-talk? I mean, you knew you made a mistake. You came in sixth. Oh, damn, it could have been second. Where did you go from that point? How did you recover?
Probably the biggest thing was just forget about it.
Yeah.
I realized a mistake that happened.
Yes.
And then that's it.
That's
it. And then the next day went to try to win the provincial road title.
And that's another, this is what makes, can make all of us champions in what the goals we want to achieve. You realized your mistake, you learned from it, and just said, move on, just next. And that's it. Without the emotion, without the drama. So I think that's an important thing to learn as well. Good job. Your mom was mentioning before the interview that you seem to be a natural at all this. You said that you're the oldest of all your siblings, and you are the leader, you're the trailblazer, I think your mom called you. And you just seem to have found this naturally. It's not because they push you. In fact, she said that they hold you back. Okay? And you're leading the family, it sounds like.
Certainly in sports. I try to motivate all my younger siblings to get better and also find a sport they like.
Okay.
Have fun.
That's important too. Have fun. How about friends? Have you motivated any friends? Or I mean, your age group, I mean, guys like you are not debating whether or not they should eat this food. You know, so have you helped your friends?
Not many guys in Muskoka who have much interest in the sports I do. But there's a couple guys I train with. Tyler from Bracebridge and also Josh Stevens from Huntsville.
Okay.
Those are kind of my main training partners. Also, I ride with the Live Outside cycling group.
Okay. Now, I mean, to perform at this level, I'm sure there's some, we'll call them sacrifices, but really they're just choices. So things that you're not doing. So, you know, not eating pizza and pop and staying out late or, you know, eating Halloween candy and all those things, right? Do you miss that at all?
Not at all.
No, okay.
It's not something I think about.
Good. You just focus on what you're getting from all this. Fantastic. You are also an entrepreneur, apparently. And this is fantastic. Because I remember reading about your story in the newspaper, and you're taking an extra year at high school just so that you could have a less of a course load, so you could still do well in your studies and mm-hmm. continue to train at this high level, which I think is quite a very mature thing to do. You also have your own company, your own business. You're kind of starting this new photography, sports photography business. Tell us about that a little bit.
So, along with my younger brother David, mm-hmm. we started sports media. Right now, we're on this photography, but we're looking at going into video and lots of other things, lots of other potential for sports that can be delivered at a far cheaper rate than most of the. Okay. Most of the guys currently.
Okay. So I know you have a race coming up this weekend, OFSA, which is the Ontario Federation of Schools something something. It's the cross-country championship. Okay. And you're entered into this race. And not only are you going to race it, you're also going to work it. Right? You're going to take some photos and sell them. And you think you could make some money doing this, right?
Yeah.
You're pretty confident. I love this confidence. You guys can just feel the confidence over the radio. Give me an estimate about how many students are coming, are attending, and how many photographs do you think you're going
to
sell?
So there's 2,500 athletes. I think a realistic goal, the range, I think I can sell between 300 to 500 pictures.
This is fantastic. And I think your website is moorsphoto.ca, right?
Yeah, moorphotos.
Moorphoto. Okay, .ca. Okay. So, I mean, is there something that you're not good at? It seems like when you want something, you just go and get it. It's almost like it's a done deal when you want something. I think you said the race that happened in Bracebridge, I remember reading, I had the same thought as you, right? It was advertised as a two-race series. So you race Saturday, you race Sunday, and the best overall finisher of the two races won $500. When I saw that, I turned to my wife, because again, I have some confidence too. I turned to my wife and I said, I'm going to win that. And you know, and apparently you said the same thing to your mom. Well, we know who won. So, okay, so that's fantastic. Even more impressive is with that $500, you had said you were going to buy some new racing wheels for your bicycle.
Yeah.
So you get the $500, and what happens next?
I ended up buying a bass guitar.
A bass guitar. So you didn't spend the money on the tires. You just branch out and say, let me buy a bass guitar.
I ended up realizing that I did fine without the race wheels.
Wow. Just this whole level of maturity. This is fantastic. And then funny how it all works, kind of serendipity always works. You ended up getting race tires anyway.
Yeah. Someone ended up, they had a brand new set of carbon wheels. They didn't like them because they were tubulars. They ordered the wrong ones off the internet.
So okay.
Gave them to me.
Okay, so you end up getting a pair of racing tires, which, for those of you who don't know, I mean, these things are going for thousands of dollars per wheel, right? And you ended up getting them for free. So somehow it all worked out. So what's the future then, Brian? Here we are in 2015. So 2016, you're going to be racing the same three sports?
Most likely. Road will be in the fall, so most likely, last year, one of my kind of best results in the spring was Tour Bankill in New York State.
Okay.
One of the top junior races, and placing quite high there in the lead group.
Okay, so that's road cycling. And then duathlon, I'm sure you're going to come back in and defend your provincial championship.
That's cool.
And be ready, because I'm ready for you. I'm going to race you next year. And then maybe, is there a national championship for duathlon as
well? And also, this past year, I went to Montreal and raced the Montreal duathlon.
Yeah, that was the national one, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, and how'd you do in that one?
So it was on the Formula One racetrack in Montreal. Uh-huh. So 5K around the Olympic Basin.
Yeah.
And then 20K around the Formula One racetrack.
Okay.
And then another 5K. But what hurt me there was I was leading off of the bike.
Yes, okay.
For the overall national title, but I got passed into the run because due to the logistics of the course, it wasn't the appropriate ratios. It was 5:20:5.
Okay.
So
5K run, 20K bike, 5K run.
So they caught me right around where it would have been pretty close. It was only 2.5.
So you end up coming second. Okay.
And I'm coming fifth overall.
Oh, man.
The run really hurt me.
Oh, no. That's all right. There's always room to improve. And then cycle cross again.
Yeah.
What a fantastic year. And I think you're aiming for 2017 or having the world duathlon championships in Canada in Penticton, BC. and I'm pretty sure you'll be there as well.
And the biggest difference is going to be draft legal, so it'll be just like Olympic triathlon format.
Yes.
Drafting and...
Yes. Well, what an exciting year. What an exciting future. I mean, this is fantastic. So those of you who are listening to this, I mean, let's be really proud of our local, I will say, homegrown athlete as he expands into the international world. I'm sure some teams are going to snatch you up in the U.S. or Europe or wherever it is. And, you know, just promise me this. When you have, you know, your world championship or Olympic gold, that you bring it here to Hunter's Bay Radio and show it off. Deal?
Yeah.
Great. It's been fantastic having you on the show, Brian. I wish you luck for the upcoming year. And thanks for inspiring, helping us already here in Bracebridge.
Thanks.
This is Dr. Nick, the health coach for Hunter's Bay Radio. And we'll talk to you all next week.